limousine. Out the door popped a white knee-high platform boot, and then another, and then some feathers, and then the witch herself, cloaked in a black velvet cape, emblazoned with a rhinestone peacock. Seemingly endless stream of similarly glittered, turquoised yes men and ladies were poured from the confines of the white carriage. The timbre of clinking bangle bracelets made it sound like a chain gang was ready to get to work on some rail yard tracks. With a militaristic proficiency, they marched dutifully to the ladies' and men's bathrooms and set up camp for the rest of the evening. Somewhere, someone was making music. They waited dutifully for the witches' frequent visits.